Welcome to Why Your Story Podcast, brought to you by SVI Media here in beautiful Star Valley, Wyoming. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I'm your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we are excited to come to you today with another exciting podcast. I bet you're just waiting to hear what this one's going to be about.
I think they're on pins and needles.
I'll bet they are. I wonder if this music is kind of giving it away at all.
Maybe. I think so.
We launched our Best of the 60s music on our last podcast, and if you haven't guessed it by now, today we're going to be talking about the best of the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
The only era, well, the era of music, in my opinion.
It is right up there, for sure.
Yeah, I just don't know how we can beat music from the 70s. Of course, we may be a little biased, but I would love to go head-to-head with someone that disagrees with me.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty great.
Well, good deal. How are you, MJ?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
The weather is still good for this time of year, so I'm happy about it.
Yeah, my phone just did a little update. It said we have winter storm warning until November 14th.
No.
I know. But it's right now. It's nice outside. There's blue sky.
It is the middle of November, and we're still happily not snowed in.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's so good.
Well, good deal. Well, I'm excited for today. Anytime I can talk about the 70s music, I get excited.
Yeah, I do too.
Now, I am a little biased.
Yeah?
Well, A, because I was born in the 70s.
Okay.
But coming from my family, that's the only thing we did in the 70s was music.
Sure.
And it was rock and roll music.
Sure.
So again, I think we're going to focus today on more of the rock side.
Okay.
Right? Then, and that we'll leave country for another podcast, because that's a whole other thing in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, because there was great music in country.
And we're not even going to scratch the surface on 70s rock and roll today.
Oh, no.
There's no way you could do it in a half hour.
That's correct. And everybody probably has their own certain song that reminds them of whatever, a date or...
First dance.
Yeah.
First kiss. Mm-hmm. First whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll bet you 70s music resonates more with people, I think, than any other genre. That's my opinion.
I totally agree.
Well, let's dive right into it, MJ. Do you have any, how do you want to kick it off? I mean, where do you even begin?
So the number one selling band of albums is this band. Let's see if they know who that is.
And this is the 70s, right? Number one selling band of the 70s.
So, Aerosmith got their name. They all went to high school together. It's kind of fun. And one of the guys, I think it was Joey Kramer, he in his notebook, he would write Aerosmith all the time, which is kind of funny, you know, that they came up with it. But he spelled it A-R-R-O-W, like an arrow.
Oh, really?
But, and then Tyler joined that group of high school kids.
Okay.
And
so this was back in high school that they got together?
Well, it might have been a little bit later, but because they both were in different little bands at that time. So Joe Perry and Tom and Joey, they joined bands with Steve Tyler, and that's how they made Aerosmith.
No kidding.
That's true. So...
Do you have any idea why they went from Arrow, A-R-R-O-W, to A-E-R-O?
I'm not sure, but I thought this was an appropriate song for Wyoming because everybody's got a gun, basically.
I guess we could make it a political statement, you know, but let's not go political right now.
Let's not.
It's kind of a charged area right now.
Yeah, that's true.
But everybody does have a gun.
Yeah, most people do. Yeah. I guess we should say everybody. Most
people true.
And, you know, that's our rights, and that's why it's America.
That's right.
America.
But what a great band to start it off with.
Yes,
the
I agree.
Number one selling album, the highest number of sold records, I guess, from the 70s would
that's
be Aerosmith.
Right.
Holy cow.
And as you know, a lot of them, you know, there's a lot of drug abuse, and that was just kind of that era as well, which is unfortunate. But, yeah, here's another. I got to play another one of my favorites because I just. So let me tell you the precursor to this song. So Steve Tyler was in a bar, and he was sitting there, and he looks back at this hot chick, but it wasn't a hot chick.
No.
It was a guy named Vince Neil from Motley Crue.
No.
He had long hair. And so that's how it started. That song was...
I'm going to guess this is Dude Looks Like a Lady. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So he wrote this about a guy in Motley Crue?
Yeah. Crazy, huh? Yeah, I'm sure when he turned around, he was like, oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah. And it makes sense. He's probably high, too. Yeah.
Can you imagine being the dude from Motley Crue, knowing that this song was written about you?
I had to look him up and see. And he had blonde hair, and I can kind of see how he probably thought that. But
wow, that is awesome.
Yeah. So Steve Tyler and Joe Perry were going to buy a plane for the band because they could just get places quicker. And their pilot and co-pilot were doing their walk around, which is what, you know, I used to work at an airport, and that's what every pilot and co-pilot does. They do walk arounds around the airplanes. And they were both drinking whiskey. And so
before they take off?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
So they actually canceled the deal and ended up not buying one at that time. But there was a band that did buy the plane and those pilots. And guess who that was? Leonard Skinnerd. Yep.
For real?
For real. And when we talk about Leonard Skinnerd in a few minutes, I'll explain why the plane went down. And it's ridiculous.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
That kind of sends chills up my spine.
Yes, me too. Me too. I was like, I didn't know that. It's just, yeah.
Wow. So crazy.
Yeah. But this is my favorite song of theirs. You guys might not agree with me because they had so many greats. But every time I look in the mirror.
I can understand now why they were the top selling band of the 70s now.
Yeah.
All of these were smash hits.
Yes. It was hard to pick. You know, it was like, I don't know. This just reminds me of a dance I went to once, so that's why I like it.
Oh, you just can't beat it. Go ahead and sing with it, MJ. Let's hear your Aerosmith impersonation. No, I didn't say laugh. I said go ahead and sing.
The past is gone. See, I can't even be on tune and time with it.
I love it. Just do the, when he does his,
okay.
Just, you got to do that for the listeners, okay?
Yeah. Well, he had such a big mouth, you know?
Well, you can open it real wide. You can do it. Come on. Go.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
I am not going to do
this. All right.
All right.
What a great song.
Really good song.
I love it.
What's your thoughts?
Well,
who do you like of the 70s?
So I think when we said the 70s, I think your mind went one direction and my mind went completely different.
I think so too.
And I think that that's fascinating because two people that love the 70s went completely different areas. So my thing about the 70s, the first band that I think of, other than the Osmonds, because I always am going to go to the Osmonds first.
Of course.
But
I agree.
My first band that I think of was another group of brothers.
Okay.
Okay. And let's see if I can get there.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
This, to me, is the ultimate 70s right here.
Yeah.
The Bee Gees.
I agree. I love them, too. I could just see the three of them and his younger brother, and yeah.
So to me, this epitomizes the 70s all in one song. Because you think of the Bee Gees, you see the bell bottoms, you see the long hair, the falsetto voices were just starting to come in that they really capitalized on in the 80s.
They're tight polyester.
Yeah. And then Saturday Night Fever type stuff, you know. The Bee Gees top it off for me.
Yeah. And aren't they all, haven't they all passed away except for the I don't know if he's the oldest, but I think
the oldest is still alive, as far as I know.
And even the younger brother's gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andy. And he's Andy was one that I was going to play, actually, but we'll get to Andy later. But yeah, the youngest brother. So Andy actually dated my Aunt Marie for quite a while.
Really?
Andy Gibb, yep.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Did she say, has she ever talked about him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what she said.
It's probably better you don't.
Just teasing. I actually have never heard her talk about him, but I did know that they dated for a while. So.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, yeah, so the Bee Gees are going to be my top band of the 70s. But you played two, I'm going to play two.
Okay,
so my next one of the 70s, if I were to say, okay, it's not the Osmonds, it's not the Bee Gees, it's going to be this band right here. And this, to me, sums it up just like the Bee Gees.
I wonder if we're on the same page.
Probably not. Again, the costumes of these guys were unreal. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I have to tell you, I like last podcast. I told you I went to Sly and the Family Stones. Oh no, it was Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, I don't know.
You mistake Sly and the Family Stone for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I had a little bit of a blonde.
Well, they kind of look similar, I think you could say.
Yeah, not really at all, but yeah. And it was a really great concert. I just remember being on my feet the whole time.
Oh, I would love to see Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You know, and so much musicality, just different instruments. And
all the vibrant colors and the groove.
And their costumes.
And
like
the groove,
said.
Yeah.
The groove.
Oh, man. I would love that. So, yeah, I could not possibly talk about the 70s without mentioning Earth, Wind, and Fire. And they had so many good ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so crazy. They had so many good ones.
They did.
Anyway, so we talked about Aerosmith. We talked about the Airplane. Mm-hmm. And the band that ended up buying the Airplane.
We did. And there's one song of that group, Lynyrd Skynyrd, that everybody likes. I mean, maybe not everybody, but most people, you just can't help shake that booty a little bit. So interesting thing about Sweet Home Alabama, the movie that Reese Witherspoon was in, she said it was like a carbon copy of The Way She Grew Up.
And what?
So, yeah. And so it was kind of interesting.
So tell me the Airplane story. Or maybe you did.
No, I haven't told you the Airplane story. So what happened is they took off and they, six of them died. Two of the main singers and then four other people, the pilot, co-pilot, and I think a sister and then a producer, and then 20 lived.
Oh my gosh.
And so, yeah, I mean, it was just sad, but they're still playing and Adam Lambert is playing for them. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to go on tour 2021. And he's great. He's really good. So, and then they've got sons and kids and stuff of, yeah.
Wow.
But their music is great. Do you have that song?
Okay,
let's listen.
I mean, this is one of those, all you have to do is hear the first four notes and you got it.
Turn it up.
I mean, everybody in their car right now, I guarantee you, if you're listening to this, you're bobbing your head. I guarantee it. Prove me wrong, Star Valley.
These guys all went to high school together in Jacksonville, Florida. It just makes it even sad, you know, that they are all buddies and friends.
And it had such a tragic end.
Yeah. Also, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Queen, they didn't like each other.
You're kidding.
And I think because Lynyrd Skynyrd was so popular in the U.S. and Queen was so great in the U.K. and
was it kind of a rivalry?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of those bands that, you know, they just didn't get along. But
I just don't know what I would do if Queen didn't like me.
Oh.
I mean, is that a scary thing?
Kind of. A little bit.
This is weird.
Just saying.
This is weird.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
So Ronnie was the main guy in Lynyrd Skynyrd, and his brother, his brother came in and kind of replaced him for a while, and when he would get up to sing this song right here, can you turn it up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get through the words.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And it's such a beautiful song. But, you know, if I leave here tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
So, that's what started. And if you watch any of the old videos and stuff, the audience would sing it. Think about it.
He wouldn't sing it. They just let the audience sing it.
He tried. And he was choked up. And so he's like bawling. And so they were like. So they sang the opening part and they finished it.
Oh, my word. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was not aware.
Yeah. But it's such a great band. Really, really tragic that they had to die because people made a poor decision.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even imagine. You're taking these famous people or anybody.
Anybody,
know?
Yeah.
Anybody. No? I mean, pilots. Yeah. It's sad.
If I leave
tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, that kind of sheds a whole new light on it for me. I didn't.
Do you still remember me?
Oh my gosh.
I must be traveling on now.
What a great song.
The places I need to see.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
So
amazing.
Pretty. So pretty.
Well, okay.
All right. Now it's your turn again.
Yes. So on my side of things, songs that I think are stand the test of time in the 70s, and also people that I had the chance to, I didn't meet this individual, but my uncles did and my dad, and just couldn't speak highly enough of this guy.
Really?
And talk about talented. Mm. Oh, my gosh. I guarantee everybody knows what song this is before it even starts. And that's how amazing this is.
Well,
Stevie Wonder.
He's absolutely great.
I mean, unbelievable talent.
Yes, yeah.
Blind and can do this stuff.
Yeah.
And if you ever get a chance to watch him on stage, I mean, total animated.
Mm.
Totally animated. Just fantastic.
He's still alive, isn't he?
I don't know if Stevie Wonder's still alive.
He is. Wow.
Just an amazing, amazing, talented individual that was not about to let his disability get the best of him.
Yeah. That's a great, beautiful song.
Just love it. Just love it.
Same thing. My body just can't stop.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad, when he was teaching me to play the bass, tried to teach me the Stevie Wonder bass line in this song. It is unbelievable.
Really?
I wish I could separate the bass from the other, but it is unbelievable bass line.
Well, he's got horns in there too. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously. Listen to the horns right there. I mean, just fantastic. Oh, yeah. What a great tune. Love me some Stevie. Okay, and then, okay, I got to play this one, because this is one of going to be my all-time.
Okay.
Do you know who this is? Everybody knows the song.
But nobody knows who it is.
Very few people know who this band really is. I mean, this is one of those songs, if you turned on 70s on 7, it's going to come on. But very few people, I think, know the band.
Oh.
House. Exactly. See, everybody knows it.
So did they play other songs?
They do. They have a couple other hits. None of them that I feel were as big as this one, but this is the Commodores.
Okay.
Yep. They were one of the funnest bands I feel like to watch live.
Yeah.
Just fantastic guys. Very talented. And they had the groove down.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just tell.
Yeah, I didn't understand that song until a few years ago.
Yeah, I love it. Just great band. All right, let's move on.
All righty.
What do you got for us over there?
Well, let's see what I have. This needs no explaining.
Oh.
So this song was written about cowboys.
What?
It was.
For real?
For real.
Let's go! Books further down the street.
Like a shootout in the old town, or
no? It just was kind of, they wanted to, you know how they just were so creative, and they were just like, yeah, this is what cowboys are. They bite the dust.
Really?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
It's amazing to me on songs like this. How many times do you only have to play like the first two notes?
Yes. Yeah.
And people would get it. You know what I mean?
I agree. So this one from Queen, I've got a few of these that I'm dedicating to people. And mm-hmm. this one I'm dedicating to my husband, Steve Parker.
Stevie!
Stevie!
We love Stevie. Why would you dedicate this to Steve?
Because he's my best friend.
I love it.
Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live.
And this one I dedicate to him too. I couldn't come up with just one.
Two songs from Queen are going to Steve?
Yep. And this was dedicated. This was written for Elvis. It's an Elvis influence. Freddie Mercury was amazing.
So talented.
Yeah. But and guess how long it took him to write this song?
I don't know. I wouldn't.
5 to 10 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. And yet, when we get to another song, it took him 10 years.
So I don't know a whole lot about Freddie Mercury. I don't, because I was not a big Queen fan.
Uh-huh.
But kudos to the guy, because he's amazing. But he was almost, to me, just borderline manic. Or maybe very manic. I don't know, but
yeah.
Very intense performer, musician.
Right. And I think, you know, back then, he was pretty confused. He changed his name. I don't know what his original name
right,
was.
Right, right, right,
right. But, he got into drugs
yeah.
and, you know, and AIDS is what killed him.
Yep.
But he had a girl that he met and married. I think he married her. Or at least she was in his life clear till the end as far as being his friend, and her name was Mary, and he left his stuff, all of his money and stuff, to her.
For her, okay.
Yeah, and she got married and had kids, and yeah. But yeah, he was probably, he's really kind of a neat guy.
Wow.
This Amazing. One I am dedicating to Star Valley girls volleyball team. They took state.
So this is the live version.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's in his underwear. Don't ask me why.
I think most people in their 70s, when they got really going, ended up in their underwear.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Oh, man.
Yep. Congratulations, girls. You did a good job this year.
I just love that. I love it.
And this song, I
Are you just taking over the podcast now
it.
With Queen?
Huh?
Are you just taking over the podcast now with Queen?
Oh, I just have one more.
Oh, okay.
Because this one took 10 years to write, and it's about Freddie saying that he wished that he would have been more of himself earlier in his life. And he said he would have been much happier.
There's still a Queen song that you haven't played that I know is so popular. Is this the one?
I know it's the one. It's
is
it's
this
awesome.
The real
1975.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes.
Boy, Queen really had a force to reckon with in the 70s, didn't they?
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. They have so many songs.
Very high. Little low. It's just such a crazy but well put together, but yeah, not well put together song. I mean,
yeah, because there's
crazy
opera, there's
everything.
Symphony. Yes,
yes,
everything in it. Rock.
Ballads.
Yeah.
Rock. It's amazing. That is just crazy.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So that is what I want to say, that Queen is
pretty, I love
good
it.
Yeah.
Love Queen.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, we established that you really liked Queen in the 70s, and you dedicated to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I did not dedicate anything, and I feel horrible, but if there was a song in the 70s I would dedicate to someone, it would be this next song, and
okay,
I would dedicate it to my wife.
Okay.
Because this song, probably of my all-time favorite songs,
mm-hmm,
would be in my top five. I think it was like 1977.
Yeah.
I think that this one came out. I could be wrong, but that's what's coming into my head. But
he's so good.
Oh my word, Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
I just love this.
Yeah, it's a feel-good song.
It is.
Love it.
And I think a lot of the husbands just relate to sitting there. I just love this song. Love it. I love it. Okay, so another band that I can't... This is another group of brothers.
Okay.
One of the brothers became very famous.
Okay.
Okay, but this is going back to the early 70s right here.
Okay.
Okay, and...
Love it.
I mean, Jackson 5.
Sure.
No.
And your family's good friends with them.
Yes. Very, in fact, my father talks to Jermaine. They were both bass players, and so
okay,
they became very good friends, even to this day.
That's neat.
Yeah, and then, of course, Michael and Donnie became very good friends. But yeah, this is kind of what one of their songs that launched him up into stardom.
Sure.
Oh, baby, it's 1, 2, 3. Oh, ring me, A, B, C. 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. So yeah, this is...
Such a simple song.
It
but
is.
Yeah.
But everybody can relate to this in the 70s.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What a great song.
Love it.
Love it. Love it. How about this one? You can't talk about the 70s and not talk about this song.
Okay. That is correct.
You know what's crazy about this song?
What?
1978, the Village People came out with YMCA, and my daughters that are 12 and 13 years old can do this song with
sure
all the actions.
Sure. I mean, see, that's why 70s music is so great.
Well, over 40 years later, my yeah daughters know this song.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy.
And if you have not watched this music video, anybody, I encourage you to get out, because anytime you see a cowboy, an Indian, a construction worker, a policeman, a gangster all dancing together, it gets so exciting. Come on, stay with the YMCA. Oh, I love it. Love it.
Oh, it's so good.
Thank you for letting me express my feelings with that.
Oh, of course.
What do you got over there, MJ?
I've got somebody that I saw in concert 2 years ago in Vegas, and he was so good.
Vegas? Oh.
Yeah.
The Elton?
It is.
Sir John?
Sir John. Sir John. So this song is actually really about the space shuttle. it's not about getting high.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's amazing that we have a song that's not about drugs, but this is another one of my favorite that he played.
Boy, that's an Elton John's another one that had a ton of hits in that era.
Oh.
A ton.
Like, I narrowed it down to 50, and then I was like, wow. Now what I got to do? And so I do have, like, I think two more, but he is so good. And this song was, it means, the meaning of Yellow Brick Road is a Buddhism and Kabbalah, and it means the Golden Road. So, ooh. I don't know if you knew that about that song. So it means giving up a life of opulence for a simpler life. That's what it means in rural settings. And that's one thing I like about rural areas.
I agree with you.
You can go to Maverick and you can wear whatever.
I agree.
You don't have to have your hair all perfect. Like, look like you need to roll out of bed.
I love it.
Yeah, and it that's what this song's about. It's just being simple.
I love it.
Yeah. So. Oh, funny story. My daughter was at Costco a few years ago, and she was pregnant, and she was eating the pizza, and she was with her husband, and he was behind her, and she finished eating the pizza, and she just kind of devoured it. And she's skinny normally, but
right.
She's walking and she looks, and her husband Mike's face is like, "Ugh!" She's like, "What?" And he's like, "Ugh!" And her sweats, because she's pregnant,
oh no,
had gone clear down her bum.
Oh no!
So she just like has a big old crack walking out of Costco. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Wow.
So this song will make you. This next song, I think, will make you want to rock a little bit.
Crocodile Rock.
Yep.
All right.
Holding Hands and Skipping Stones.
Love it.
Had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own.
I remember when Rock was young. Me and Silly had so much fun.
I should have been a background singer to Elton John.
Yeah.
I could have done it. This bass line just kills me, too.
Yeah.
I just love it. Hey! I love it.
So it's kind of, this song is kind of about the 50s and 60s, kind of about, but it's kind of a sad song if you listen to the whole thing. And then, something interesting about Elton is he taught himself how to play the piano. That is crazy.
Because he's a genius at it.
Oh, he's so amazing. And he names his pianos, I don't know how many he has, but he names them after female singers.
Really?
So there's a Tina and, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
And his real name is Reginald, not Elton. And so this song that I'm going to play, the final song of his, the song is written about Norma Jean. Do you know who Norma Jean?
I don't.
It was Marilyn Monroe. That was
her
real name.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he played this song and dedicated it to his good friend, Princess Di. It's a sad song. Because y'all know Candle in the Wind's going to blow out.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Oh.
Though I never knew what I'll have the rest to hold you safe, those around you fall. Crawl out of the woodwork.
But I think most people can relate to this song. I mean,
absolutely.
That they've heard it and they,
absolutely.
Whether you like it or not, but I think it's beautiful.
I love it.
Yep.
Love Elton John.
What do you got for us?
Well, check this one out.
Okay.
I'll bet you get this song in the first four notes. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, sure. Shoot. I messed it up. Here it goes. You ready?
Oh.
Sandy?
Sandy!
Tell me about it.
Stud.
Love it.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
I love it.
I love this movie.
It's such a great show.
It
how do
is.
You, how do you fault this song and this show?
It's electrifying.
Come on, Olivia. There you go. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I was thinking that was the 80s. I didn't
know
it was the 70s. Wow, that is awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Well, this band, this song, they worked on during the summer, during the pandemic, so they're in different rooms. I'm just going to kind of let them talk and then play a little bit of this song. It's kind of it's a great band.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, John. John Cowan out in Tennessee. We're looking forward to playing some music for you. We're going
to... I bet you know this song.
This thing together. You ready, Malu? This is Malu, everybody.
That's his grandson. Or son.
Say hi, Malu. Yeah. Say hi.
Grandson. So these got to be older guys, then.
Yeah.
And they wrote this song over the pandemic?
No. This song's old.
I was going to say, how could it be 70s?
No, they were just playing it. Yeah.
The Doobies.
Yep. Yeah, and the name says it all. They like Doobies.
They love Doobies.
And that's why they're called that. But they're not brothers by blood. Oh, I love the Doobie Brothers too.
Oh, wow.
He still got it.
Sounds just like he did.
Yeah. If you can see what we're looking at right now, he's... I don't know. Who do you think he looks like? He has long gray hair, beard.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, we're running out of time a little bit, MJ, here, but I have to finish with my favorite band of the 70s.
Okay.
Whoa.
I've got one, too.
It's a little heavy.
Okay.
A little heavy. But that's the only way Dad would want it.
Oh, I love it.
The Osmonds, ladies and gentlemen. 1974, Crazy Horses.
Oh, I love this song.
The Mormon Rockers. Isn't that fun? So that's my that's Uncle Jay singing right there.
Is it?
That's Uncle Jay, yeah. My dad comes in a second.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But he wrote this. He and Alan and Wayne wrote this song.
That is awesome.
Here's my dad.
Wow.
Sounds just like me. That's so fun.
Oh, I love it.
What an era. You got something you said?
I just have one more that I love it too. I don't know anybody in it, and they didn't sing a whole bunch of famous songs, but can you turn it up?
Oh, I love this song.
Ow!
Another, I mean, listen to the bass on this song.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Wild Cherry was the group.
Yeah, once I was a boogie singer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love this song. I'm so glad you played it.
This is our final song.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, everybody.
We're so glad that you joined us today for our final SBI Media podcast, Why Your Story. You turned it off.
Oh.
I wanted to talk over it.
Sorry. You just did a thing with your hand, and I wanted...
This means keep going.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Or...
Thanks for joining us today on our Best of the 70s Rock, everyone. We had a ball. We hope you had as much fun listening to it as we did making it.
Yes.
Again, this is Why Your Story, coming to you from SBI Media here in Star Valley, Wyoming. I am your host, Travis.
And I am your host, Mary Jo. Have such a good day.
Have the loveliest of 2 weeks. We'll see you when we get back.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boogie and play that funky music till you die.
Till you die.
Awesome.